How do we control unruly thoughts, appetites, impulses, addictions? Obviously a very vast topic, but one brief point that could be minded would have us think about how, for example, a structure is defended, such as a castle in medieval times, or perhaps at present, such as a military installation, such as one's home, actually, whatever it is. The key is always the entrance, right? Starting with, let's say, my home. The key is to stop the thief, the would-be thief, the would-be intruder at the door. Therefore, I should have a good door and have a lock and such. If the intruder is already in, then I can fight the intruder and hopefully I'll win. Hopefully I'll stop the robber, would-be robber. But it's already a struggle. The enemy is through the gates, and there's no guarantee of victory. Military installation, such as a castle, such as a fort, and so forth. Same idea, right? The enemy is at the gate. The gate has to be held. The strategy is not, oh, let's open up the door, let them all in, right? And then fight them off. Once they're inside and running about and so forth, that would be crazy. The whole point is to have, we can look at, again at medieval, say, fortresses, how thick the walls were, how thick the gates were, right? How the whole idea was to prevent the enemy getting inside in the first place. Perhaps there's a moat, perhaps the fortress is built on a hill, right? So that it's harder to go up. So that's the whole idea, right? And the enemy, obviously, is trying to get in. Perhaps ladders back in the day. Sneaking around back, getting a traitor inside to open the door, something like this. But once the enemy is in, sure, the fight continues, hopefully, right? But it's going to be violent, it's going to be bloody, there's going to be problems. So always we see here that the key is the gate. The key is the door. And just so, concerning the present problem, it would seem to hold by the way of our mind, the key is always the beginning, the gate, right? The first thought of something, the first impulse to do something, the first desire to engage in some activity, right? The first kind of little bits and pieces of some fantasy that is inappropriate. That is key to stop it right there. That is the enemy trying to come through the gate, and that is exactly when we need to hold down the fort and do everything possible for the enemy to not proceed. Because once the thought has taken root, right, once the desire has, say it's a negative desire, has spread its poison into us, or injected its poison into us, so to speak, then we can fight it still, but it's not going to be pretty, and we may very well lose. For example, individuals addicted to substances may say readily that control is lost after the first drink, but control may still be had prior to the first drink or prior to the first hit or puff of some or another substance. That is exactly when the fight has to be had. When already I've lost that first fight, I can still fight, but victory's far, to say the least, from assured. I struggle with impulsive or intrusive thoughts. If I indulge the thought and begin to think it, begin to engage with it, it will likely only grow stronger, and it can turn into a desire, it can turn into a fantasy, into an obsession. Who is to say? So I cut it off at the root. The enemy is at the gate, stop it. Some kind of pernicious, say, self-doubt creeps in, right? I need to perform, I need to do something. Well, and again, that doubt is at the gate. Can you do it? Will you do it? What about the times you fail? Block it out right at the beginning. We shouldn't take it to the extreme of not dealing with rational concerns that we have. It can turn into a demerit versus a merit if every reasonable objection that we may have towards ourselves or another may have towards ourselves, we just block it out. Right? Somebody says, you know what, you're very... you get angry a lot, and I don't want to think negative, so I just block it out. No, I don't. Absolutely not. Perhaps screaming, right? I think to myself, you know, I'm always late. I don't want to think negative. Let me ignore that. No, we have to obviously reasonably deal with reasonable things, but we're talking about unreasonable intrusive thoughts and concerns and worries and such. Right? So that would seem to be the idea. We make the mistake sometimes of engaging with the enemy, of opening up the door of our castle, of our fortress, and inviting the enemy right in. Right, let me think about this, right? Something negative, something destructive. Let me fantasize about harming my neighbor that I don't like. Let me fantasize about being unloyal in my relationship. Let me fantasize about somebody's downfall or something like this. No, don't fantasize one bit. Right, cut it off right away. So again, key is keep the fight at the gate, keep the door locked, tight shut. Make sure to not concede an inch to the enemy, and that way, hopefully, we will be well on our way to conquering anything from intrusive thoughts to addictions to impulses to unruly desires and so forth. Thank you for listening.